Today, we're going to be talking about Luke, and this is what I want you, if you remember one thing, this is what I want you to remember, okay? That you are invited into friendship with God, and you're invited to actually seek God out. We're going to talk a little more about what that means, but you're invited to seek God out, to be God's friend. Yes, Adrian?
I didn't get a pen.
Oh, here, I got a pen for you.
I can catch.
I'm fit. Will you catch that?
So let me tell you a little bit about who Luke was first, okay? Luke was a Gentile. Does anyone know what a Gentile is?
No.
A Gentile, thanks Sean, I know you know. A Gentile is someone who is not, yes?
This pen is gone, it still doesn't work.
You just have to scribble a little bit.
It died. Oh,
there's
a cat.
Take the cat off.
A Gentile is someone who is not Jewish, okay? A Gentile is someone who's not Jewish. So Luke was a Gentile, and he was also probably a doctor, a physician, okay? So he was a studied man. He helped to heal people, to help them feel better. And Luke most likely never met Jesus in person, okay? Luke wasn't one of Jesus' 12 disciples. He probably actually never met Jesus, but Luke did travel with Paul for a little bit of time. Paul mentions Luke as a companion a few times in some different places. And so Luke knew some people who also loved Jesus and follow Jesus. So today, so you might wonder, like, why would Luke want to write a book about someone he never met, okay? Today we're going to talk about that, why Luke might want to write about Jesus, okay? I'm going to read the first four verses of chapter 1 in Luke, okay? And listen to this, and listen to maybe why Luke might want to write this book about Jesus' life, all right? Here it is. Inasmuch as many have undertaken to compile a narrative of the things that have been accomplished among us. So Luke's like, there have been a lot of people who have tried to write down like what Jesus did, what Jesus' disciples did. That's what Luke's saying. Just as those whom from the beginning were eyewitnesses and ministers to the word have delivered them to us. So Mark and Matthew were also, they actually knew Jesus. And they, no, I have this wrong. Matthew and John knew Jesus. And they took the time to actually write down where Jesus was going and what he was doing, okay? So Luke's like, yeah, there's been people who actually knew Jesus and wrote these things down. Sorry, we're getting distracted. It seemed good to me also, Luke is saying, having followed all things closely for some time past, to write an orderly account for you, most excellent Theophilus, that you may have certainty concerning the things that you have been taught. All right, let me pray and then we'll talk a little bit about this. God, oh, would you just give us ears that listen right now? Would you meet us? Would you help us know that you are alive and present and with us right now? And would you meet us in this very moment of our lives? We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, we're going to come back to Luke in a second, but first I want to talk about Stranger Things. Does anyone watch the show Stranger Things?
Yeah.
Good, good, good. All right, I haven't, you know, it's been a while since the last season came out, so I'm like a little bit iffy, okay? But there's a general, yes, Miles?
It's coming out the new
I know, season. The new season. Coming out, right? I'm pumped up for that. So in Stranger Things, there's this girl that turns up out of nowhere, okay? No one knows who she is. No one knows where she came from. And people are like, who is this girl? They don't know how to act around her, okay? Because they don't know her. They don't know where she came from. And so a lot of the show is about people searching for answers. And this girl, Elle, 11, searching for answers about who she is and where she came from and how she relates to the world. And so I think there's four seasons out already. As the seasons go on, Elle and her friends and even her enemies are searching for answers about where she's from. And as they find out more answers about who she is and where she's from, her relationships strengthen and become different and change with her friends as people learn more about her and who she is and where she came from. So as her friends and as she seeks for answers about who she is and where she came from, her relationships change with the people around her. They actually deepen, and she forms this really tight-knit community. And I forget a lot of her friends' names, but she forms really amazing bonds with her friends. And they love one another, and they care for one another as they seek each other out, and as they learn more about her, as they search for who she is. There's this really tight bond that they're invited into, and they form. And I think this is actually just a truth about life, okay? This is a truth for us, all right? The more that we seek out others, the more that we search for others and who they are and where they're from and what they're doing and where they're going, the more that we do that, the deeper our relationships with them will go. The stronger our relationships will be with them. And I think Luke, in these first four verses, is inviting us to do this with Jesus, to seek out Jesus, to search who Jesus is, to walk with Jesus. Because then, like I said, our main point, as we seek and find God, we're invited to be God's friend. And a friendship, when we think about our friends, right, friendships aren't just stagnant. The people that are my friends, I actually get to know more about them and I learn about them. And like Cass is my best friend and I'm still learning more about her as our life goes on. And that's just part, and that actually makes us stronger and more connected as we seek each other out and find. And that's what Luke is inviting us to do with Jesus, all right? So let's see where Luke is doing this, okay? Luke addresses, did anyone hear a weird name in this passage?
Theophilus.
Thanks, Sean. Thanks, Larry. Yes, there's this weird name, Theophilus, okay? This is what Luke says. It seemed good for me also, It seemed good to me also, having followed all things closely for some time past, to write an orderly account for you, most excellent Theophilus. So Luke is like, Theophilus, this guy named Theophilus, maybe. I wanted to write down everything that I knew about Jesus, everything that I was following. He was following closely the happenings of Jesus and his followers. And Luke is like, Theophilus, I wanted to write that down for you. Okay, here's the thing though. Theophilus, no one really knows who Theophilus is, where he came from. Probably a lot like Elle from Stranger Things, maybe. No one really knows much about Theophilus. But one thing that Theophilus, the name Theophilus means friend of God or loved by God. Friend of God, okay? So maybe Luke isn't writing to just one single person, but maybe Luke is writing to the friends of God. Maybe Luke is writing to you and challenging you and saying, I consider you, Sarah, or I consider you, Eli, or James, I consider you a friend of God, and I'm writing to you. So maybe Luke is asking you to consider yourself a friend of God, is challenging you to consider yourself a friend of God, because what do? Friends seek each other out. They seek to find out more about one another, right? It's not just a stagnant relationship, but it's a living relationship. That's what friends do. And that's what Luke has done. Luke is inviting us to come alongside him and read about the life of Jesus, to search out who Jesus is, to see what he did, what he said, where he's going, who he is. Luke is inviting us into this journey to be a friend of God, a friend of Jesus. I think that's what Luke is inviting all of us, all of you, to do, to seek God out. And as you seek God out, I think you're not going to necessarily just find simple answers, okay? Sometimes as we seek God out, we find more questions than answers. But what you will find as you search for God and as you seek God out and as you live in relationship with God is you will find a deep, meaningful, lasting relationship, a fantastic, the best relationship that you'll ever find. So as you think today, as we're just kind of getting into Luke, okay, the rest of Luke, we're going to read a lot about Jesus. We're going to read a lot about people who interacted with Jesus. We're going to read about these next 3 weeks or so, we're going to read about people who were alive kind of before Jesus or kind of John the Baptist kind of at the same time as Jesus. And you're going to read about them. But the whole book of Luke revolves around the person of Jesus. And Luke is inviting you to come alongside him and search him out. To have certainty, not necessarily certainty in all the answers, but certainty in a deep and strong relationship with God, the thing that matters. So, as you're sitting here today, as you think about this, that God invites you to be his friend, to have a living friendship and relationship with him, you might have questions for God, okay? Whatever questions you might have, about God, okay? I challenge you to ask them, to talk about them with those around you. Don't just push those questions down, but seek them out, search them out, because when you do, you're searching for God. You're searching God out. And that's what a living relationship is. It's lively and continuous. Or you might have doubts about who God is or what God does or if God is real. Don't push those doubts down. Let them come to the forefront and come into community with other people, with other friends of God, and talk about them and search for God in the midst of those doubts. Okay? You might not just have questions about Jesus, but you might actually have questions that you want to ask Jesus himself. And I would challenge you to go to Jesus and ask him those questions. And you might not hear a voice talking to you. You might, but you might not hear a voice talking to you, giving you the simple answers. But as you go to him, asking your questions, talking to him, actually you're developing something much greater than answers, than just simple answers. You're actually developing a strong and meaningful relationship that you're invited into. So ask him, as a friend of Jesus, right? If you are Theophilus, if you are a friend of God, you have every right to search God out, to seek God out. That's actually what our calling is as a friend of God, is to know God. So, like I said, we're going to read all about Jesus, all these different stories. We're going to look about what Jesus did, some miracles that Jesus did. We're going to look at what Jesus taught. We're actually going to look at probably the most famous part of Jesus' life was his death and his resurrection. We're going to look at that later. All these things that Jesus said and did, we're going to look at these things. And I would just encourage you, over this next year, as we go through Luke, just come alongside the author, Luke, and seek God out. Search for God and live in living relationship with him. Because the more that you seek Jesus out, actually the deeper your relationship is going to go. And you might not find certainty in set answers, in simple set answers, but you're going to find certainty in the person of Jesus, in the friend and person that Jesus is. That's where you're going to find certainty. So let's pray. God, thank you that you invite us into living relationship with you. We see this in, as Luke calls us, friends of God. God, as your friends, we want to live in communion with you, not just as people who are apart from you or just think about you occasionally or people who view you as far off, but we want to know that you are close and living and with us. Would you help us to seek you out, to search for you? To let the questions that come to mind, let them stir us into friendship, into relationship. God, let us know and sense that you are present and with us. And would you strengthen our relationship, our friendship with you over this next school year. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.